Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like $1 million. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like $1 million. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Cub Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. New White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier spoke to the media via conference call today following a trade that brought him to the South Side from the Reds. The White Sox had to get the Dodgers involved to make that deal work. Micah Johnson, Frankie Montes, and Trace Thompson are headed to L.A. Three other players headed to the Reds from the Dodgers.
We view him as one of the finer third basemen in the game, both from an offensive, all-around third baseman in the game, both from an offensive and defensive standpoint. And are thrilled to be able to add him to the lineup.
That was Sox GM Rick Hahn. Phil Rogers is reporting on Twitter that Hahn has not ruled out going after other big targets, such as Yoenis Cespedes. Meanwhile, on the north side, new Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward dropped by Spieglin Goff this morning to talk about his new team. Hayward says he'll be comfortable however the Cubs choose to use him.
You can put me wherever you want to put me.
I've hit all over it, and you know, I just want to do whatever whatever makes the team go. And honestly, that's when it's most fun, is when you're hitting somewhere in the lineup, whether it's first, or second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, set, whatever. Whenever the team's clicking and we feel like we're a tough out all the way through, then that's the best spot.
The Bulls have won three in a row at the UC. They'll try to make it four tonight when they host Memphis. Coach Fred Hoiberg says he'll use the same starting lineup as he did against Philadelphia on Monday night. That means Tony Snell, Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler, Pau Gasol, and Taj Gibson are your starters. Elshon Jeffrey is hobbled again. He was limited in Bears practice today. This time it's his calf that's bothering him. Pernell McPhee, Tracy Porter, and Will Sutton were also limited. Bryce Callahan, Sherrick McManus, and Zach Miller did not practice. Bears will take on the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. In college basketball, Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan says he's retiring effective immediately. Longtime assistant coach Greg Gard is taking over as interim coach. Meanwhile, in college basketball tonight, USC takes on Illinois State. Loyola hosts Cleveland State. NIU is at the Ohio State University. And Chicago State visits Minnesota. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with special Chicago Bears guest Mitch Unrein, broadcasting live tonight from Bannerman's in Bartlett for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What about Mark Schanowski talking the other day?
Here's Mark Schanowski.
Mark Schanowski.
Mr. NBA.
Mark Schanowski covering the Bulls for CSN Chicago.
Who would it be? That's a lot. Oh! Jimmy Butler. Go get it, JB. Go get it. Heritage lines up.
Three. Hold on.
McDermott. Step back jumper.
Go get that bucket.
Rose. Hands. Fire. Score.
Oh, big time players. Big, big time players.
Gasol with a putback.
Entertain Neil
Fox. Host of Bulls pre- and post-game live.
Mark Schanowski back in our downtown Chicago studio.
He's on fire.
Talking Bulls basketball all season long.
The Bulls kind of look like a bunch of independent contractors who are thrown together and, all right, we'll play this game. But, you know, when you need to dig down deep and get that stop, you need that commitment where guys really want to win for one another.
Mark Schanowski with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 305, that pretty well explains what's happening here. Mark Schanowski's on Twitter at Mark Schanowski, and he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. How's it going today?
Going well. You know, we keep looking at a Bulls team that is facing nothing but absolutely valid criticism, yet they continue to roll up wins and stay right near the top of the conference, even though people watch them and still don't think they're very good.
Well, the stats would show that out as well. You know, they're 27th in offensive efficiency. Their shooting percentage is near the bottom of the league as well. And for whatever reason, this team just really has not accepted the new offense that Fred Hoiberg and his coaches are trying to introduce. You know, they're not playing with the pace that he wants. Hoiberg went out of his way after last Saturday's win over New Orleans to just heap praise on the second unit because they finally ran the offense the way his vision of it is supposed to look like. And now he's trying to get the starters to do that. But unfortunately, those guys, for different reasons, just don't fit real well with the pace and space offense.
All right, you know this team pretty well. Do you believe any of the DeMarcus Cousins stuff is real?
I believe that they inquired about him. You know, obviously he's a guy that he's the best center in the league right now, the most talented center, let's put it that way. And he's got the potential to really be one of the dominant forces in the league. You know, I think that if you could acquire a guy like that, you'd be foolish not to look into it. The problem is that the owner in Sacramento was a bit of a nutcase. Mm-hmm. You know, Ranadive is so eccentric to the point that he actually suggested to his coaching staff, mm-hmm. just play four guys on defense and have the other guy cherry pick, and we'll throw it down there when we get the rebound. So,
that's true. That's true.
You know, when you've got an owner that's that crazy, that eccentric, and wants to meddle into everything. You know, every day that there's a Kings home game, he's sitting in the front row with some guest celebrity trying to impress somebody with how smart he is. He had Drake there yesterday trying to impart his wisdom on basketball. And, you know, it's just a situation where, you know, he's not going to allow Vlade Divac and George Karl to trade Boogie. And you know, as much as it's interesting to talk about possible combinations of players and what might happen, the owner's got to sign off on it. And I just think in this situation, that guy's too far out there to be convinced this might be in their best interest.
Why do you think Mirotić appears to have taken a step back, or at least has yet to take the forward step forward, we saw that last year could have predicted for him?
It's kind of interesting because you'd think that he'd be a guy that would thrive in this offense.
Yep.
You know, Tom Thibodeau was such a taskmaster and was always going to, he'd have to kind of look over his shoulder when he made a defensive mistake to get pulled out. You'd think that he'd be playing a lot more relaxed, a lot more comfortable under Fred Hoiberg. And early in the season, we saw some signs of that. You know, he was getting some threes in transition. He was able to get to the basket occasionally with the pump fake move and going hard to the goal. But now he seems frozen. He seems kind of mentally locked. He doesn't know what he wants to do when he catches the ball, and too often, he gets caught in between. And you know, you have to hope that that's part of the growth process of a young player, that some of those mental anxiety issues will smooth out as things go on. The thing you worry about is that maybe this is just as good as he is, and that, you know, because of the fact that he's not a great athlete, he's gonna have to be a catch-and-shoot player, and he kind of fights that mentally, which leads to a lot of the turnovers and bad plays that he makes. So, you know, he's young enough that you think that there is some upside that he can learn, but the thing that you worry about is there's not a lot of athleticism there, so that, you know, his ceiling may be pretty limited.
Yeah, I thought for sure that, well, I shouldn't say thought for sure, but I think a lot of people thought that with that last March, when he had that, I believe it was a magnificent month of March for him, Mark, that he turned this corner, at least taken a step, you know, to kind of building confidence and believing in himself and all that. And then that thing, it just went out the window so damn fast, I don't think it was ever in the room.
Yeah, people talk about trying to adjust to the NBA and a new language and all that, but mm-hmm. basketball is basketball, and the things that you see him make, those are basketball IQ errors that you think that he should be past. I mean, here's a guy who played professionally in Europe for a long time, so he's not a guy that's just, you know, a new player that doesn't really understand what professional basketball is all about. So, you know, I'd like to cut him some slack in that regard, but I think really it's just a question of trying to figure out where his shots come from in this offense and not hesitating. You know, just the fact that he just so often gets caught in between, and that's where most of his mistakes come.
Are you noticing anything different from Fred? Because my experience around rookie coaches is it takes some time into the year for them to really start developing that NBA coach scar tissue. Some take longer than others. Some have just the horseshoe existence that Steve Kerr and others have. Nobody really quite likes Steve Kerr. But have you noticed anything in Fred's demeanor or in how he's coaching that says he's getting the sense of, oh, okay, all right, so it's going to be like this?
Well, I think that he has shown, you know, some flexibility early on, which is a good sign for a first-year head coach. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, we found out that he was putting in some plays that some of the guys liked that Thibodeau had in his offense. So I think, you know, that's a sign of maturity in that, hey, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to run anything the last guy did. You know, being open to those ideas in order to get Pau Gasol more comfortable in the offense, to get Jimmy Butler some more isolation touches, I think that shows that, you know, he's not so fixed on it's got to be my way, that he won't accept anything else. So I thought that was a good sign. I like the fact that he's tinkering with the rotation. I think the move of putting Taj Gibson in the starting lineup, moving Nico to the bench, was a very good idea. I like the fact that, you know, first he took Aaron Brooks out of the rotation because he wasn't doing what he liked and would shoot too much. Then he realized, you know what, we kind of need that guy that shoots on the second unit, and he brought him back. So, you know, I think that he's showing some signs that he's going to be flexible. It's not my way or the highway. And, you know, he came in with this predetermined notion that the Bulls were going to play fast. They were going to be among the league leaders in three-point attempts. Really hasn't panned out that way, but yet, you know, they still have the second-best record in the Eastern Conference, and they're finding ways to win, even with the offense performing at really low levels.
Yeah, you didn't have to ask Aaron Brooks, you know, any permission to take shots the other night.
No.
That's what he does, Mark. I mean, that's here he comes. Here he is.
Yeah, and he actually, you know, he won him a game. And,
yeah,
and
he did.
A guy like that
certainly
and, you know,
did.
You know, one or two games over the course of a season, you know, that's part of credit goes to the coaching staff that puts him in situations where he can be effective. And when you see that, you know, you put him in the second quarter, and he looks like, you know, he's got nothing going, then you don't play him in the second half. And that's something that Hoiberg and his assistants have already realized. And I think that's a sign of progress with this rookie coaching staff, that, you know, they're not going to be stuck on set rotations. They're not going to be stuck on so many minutes for this guy, and he's going to go in this situation. I've also seen some lineups late in games where he's kind of mixed and matched. Sometimes he's gone with three guards. Sometimes he's gone big with Powell and Joakim.
And he benched Derrick Rose for Heinrich. He left him out there in a recent game.
And that's perfectly fine because
yes.
When you look at the player efficiency ratings, you know, Rose is near the bottom of the league. And, you know, if he's not playing well, there's no sense sticking him out there because of who he used to be. You know, you've got to play the guys that are going to win you the game that night. And I think that they're in a situation now where, you know, they're not going to play up to the Chicago legend of Derrick Rose. If he's not getting it done, he's not going to be out there.
So you got the Memphis Grizzlies on CSN tonight at 7.
Right.
And after an awful start, it looks like the Grizzlies have recovered at 14-12 now in the Southwest Division and have found themselves a little bit. Traditionally a very tough matchup with a coach that's sort of like, maybe it's he and Steve Clifford are the last remaining guys who are Thibodeauian.
But, you know, even they've changed. It's amazing how the entire league is trying to copy the Golden State Warriors with their pace and space routine.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, they changed their starting lineup. Zach Randolph goes to the bench. Tony Allen goes to the bench. They're replaced by Courtney Lee and Matt Barnes. So now they're going small with Matt Barnes at the 3 and Jeff Green at the 4. And, you know, Memphis built their whole culture around this ground and pound offense with Randolph and Marcus Gasol. And now even they have gone the other way after they got off to a slow start in the Western Conference this year. There's only a handful of teams now that are playing traditional 4-5 lineups. And it's kind of interesting when we get to the playoffs. When you look at the teams that are still going big, you know, it's some of the better teams in the league. It's San Antonio. It's Cleveland. Even Oklahoma City goes big with Ibaka and their two big guys up front, Adams and Kanter. And then the Bulls go big, of course, with Gasol and Gibson. So, you know, most of the teams are going the other way, trying to play fast and trying to outscore Golden State. It'll be interesting when you get into the postseason, particularly in the West, when it's Oklahoma City or San Antonio playing the Warriors. You know, will they be able to exert their will on Golden State in the post? You know, when I watched the game Saturday when Milwaukee knocked off Golden State, one of the big factors was they threw the ball inside to Greg Monroe over and over again, and he was scoring effectively on them. And I think that's the way you almost have to attack Golden State, because if you're going to try to play fast with them and outshoot them, you're going to lose.
Yeah, we saw the Pacers try to do that. That was like, oh, we could play this game with them.
Right.
No,
it
you can't.
That did not work for them. Mark, my friend, a pleasure as always. We look forward to visiting with you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll have pregame at 6:30 tonight.
Yep.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yep, good game.
Mark Schanowski joins us weekly to talk about the Bulls. We had to move him up a little earlier than usual today because we got Frank Thomas at 4 o'clock. Zach Zaidman is next. A busy day up at Hallis Hall with more injuries and things. He's got all the sound and all the info next on The Score.
New Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward did his first Chicago radio interview today with the Spiegel and Goff Show, live on 670 The Score, the new radio home of the Cubs.
At 26 now, I'm just really thankful. I have a pretty good understanding on what it takes or what I want to get done and accomplish as a player individually, but as a group of guys trying to win a World Series.
Here's Spiegel and Goff's entire conversation with Jason Hayward at 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Philly fans still get so much run for booing Santa Claus back in the day, right? You think of Philly fan, what do you think of? Him booing Santa Claus. But that's nothing. Boo him. NFLer Steve Smith says he would beat Santa's backside. Slam this one into that fat book of great Steve Smith quotes. At a children's charity event, he was asked about Santa Claus and he cracked. You come down my chimney in the middle of the night, that's going to be your last delivery. End quote. Now that's how you cancel Christmas, by caving in Santa's face for breaking and entering. Ho, ho, ho. I got presents for you. Oh, yeah? I've got a present for you, fat man. Merry Christmas. Bam! Quick memo to Claus. Before you make that list and check it twice, you better check yourself before you show up to the Smith house. Ice up, Santa. Ice up. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506283 only while supplies last.
All right, guys, it's time for that Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm world famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, right? The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footie styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood. Best thing, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting taupe on that, especially if you opt the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footie and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJ's. Check them out. Give them a call. Make it a Hoodie Footie holiday and tell them the score sent you.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
With the year wrapping up, we're wrapping up deals at Sunrise Chevrolet this holiday season. Choose from $10,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. Get low lease payments on our most popular models, including the new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for just $179 a month with zero down. Wrap up the year with Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. On select new models to qualifying buyers, financing includes rebates and incentives. Offer excludes tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like $1 million. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like $1 million. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Half Company.
On sander, on shaper, on cutter and carver. The Dremel 4200 Easy Change Rotary Toolkit is just $99 at the Home Depot. So, let's give the gift of endless project possibilities with a multi-use tool that changes accessories in seconds, from carving wood to cutting metal. However you build cheer, dash away to the Home Depot. Let's do this. The Dremel 4200 Rotary Toolkit, just $99 at the Home Depot. More saving, More doing. U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
I think you can finally begin to get some of those takeaways.
Are you calling it?
Yeah, why not?
Over the middle, snagged out of the air. Kyle Fuller takes it away.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Down here with Robbie Gold.
I let my teammates down. Obviously, I let the coaches down. I need to come through for them.
Zach Zaidman.
Down here with tight end Zach Miller.
Man, it's tough. We fight, do whatever you can, do whatever it takes to get in position, and then to come up short again, man, it's tough. I really don't have anything else to say, but we fell short, didn't play well enough.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 3:23 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, our guy is here.
On the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com, on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and loaded with information, and not all of it good.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. First, though, we'll start with the good stuff. It's conference call Wednesday. That means a chance to say hello to Vikings coach Mike Zimmer.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mike. Hey, coach. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Great.
I think he was taken a little aback with the reception that he got. These are not good times for the Vikings.
No.
The Bears have their own issues. And, Dan, I've been covering the team for the Score since 2004. And
okay.
Today was the first time that Siri made an appearance at a press conference.
You know, to say specifically, you know, what he said. I'm not real sure what I said either. You can answer it.
I have no idea.
I'm good.
That's the loquacious special teams coordinator, Jeff Rogers, making,
okay,
I think, one of his first appearances on your show.
And Siri was there because of whom?
Just randomly, I don't know. I mean, everyone's got that phone.
Right.
So, I mean.
I heard Peggy in the background.
Yeah, but I can't confirm that it's her phone.
Well, you're not denying it either.
Yeah, but I can't confirm.
All right, well, unless we hear otherwise, it's good.
It could have been somebody. Look, I mean, again, every person that I know in this building has that type of phone.
Yeah, but Peggy also has a history of disrupting press conferences with all kinds of aberrant behavior. Remember?
No, with great questions.
Wasn't she the rogue typist?
She's not. Well,
remember?
Yeah, back in the day, she was the rogue typist. But that does not mean, and she's laughing hearing this in the background.
It was Peggy. No, it was Peggy. Of course it was.
I'm sure you guys should give her a call, maybe ask her a little bit later on during your show. You have some time before end of the show.
That's her bit. When in doubt, we're defaulting to the fact that if a press conference somehow got interrupted, then she's responsible.
It's Peggy.
Yeah. Yes, but no. Siri was the one who technically interrupted.
Siri's not a person.
How do you know?
Oh, God.
No, call me Zach, please. Yeah, all right, let's get
White Sox really call.
Yeah.
Terry, relax. We've got to finish the segment. So John Fox was
too itchy.
John Fox.
I'm itchy, Zach.
Just get some talcum powder.
Talcum powder.
Or Epsom salt. Right,
yeah,
Dan? Doesn't that work?
I need this. I need to scratch my organs. I can't do it, but we're waiting for you. I'm sorry.
Actually,
I don't mean to screw this up like Peggy.
Terry, you can do that because it's radio. Now, John Fox spoke at the podium today for the first time since the Bears made the official move to shut Kevin White down for the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's been away from football a long time other than a few reps in rookie minicamp and some of the offseason. I really hadn't played football since West Virginia. So we just deemed it best to, take him out these last three games and get him ready for next year.
Was it a tough decision?
Well, let me just make this clear. Kevin's done everything in his power to play for us this year. You know, unfortunately, he had an injury, and he's worked very hard in the rehab process. He's been a guy that's, you know, been very, very consistent in all those things you have to do, whether it's what time treatment is, how long treatment is. You know, he's worked very, very hard. So he's done everything in his power to get healthy and try to play football this year. It just didn't work out.
So that's about as extensive as you'll ever hear John Fox talk about Kevin White. I think what I got out of that is that he's admitting that Kevin White is officially on the clock for next season. So they, mm-hmm. they do expect him to go. There's not going to be any funny business. And that's good. The real problem was that you had one of his legs a lot stronger than the other one, because while he was rehabbing from the surgery, obviously the leg with the rod to stabilize the tibia, it's not going to be as strong as the other one. So why take a chance where you have a guy on the field and now you're overcompensating mm-hmm. because one leg is stronger than the other? So
well, I think
actually,
you, I get
it.
I think you believed all along he wasn't going to.
I get it. I'm not yeah. mad at him for this decision. I think it's completely understandable.
I understand it.
Yeah. So hopefully, and we have seen him in spots running around and catching the ball. I mean, you did see the speed prior to the injury during OTAs, and hopefully he can get himself right. You know, I've spent a lot of time talking to Mark Mariani about this. The only Bear that's had a surgery that's similar to what Kevin White had, and you can come back and perform at a high level from a physical standpoint. So now it's wait and see, and we'll see how he develops during the offseason. Meantime, if you watched the game the other day, one of the low points for the Bears was the play of the inside linebackers, specifically Shea McClellan, and there's this notion that he can't do what the Bears need at that position, and Vic Fangio continues to strongly back McClellan as his inside linebacker.
He didn't play as well as he had been playing up to this point. The game just kind of didn't work good for him. He kind of was off kilter a little bit. Yeah, he's still nicked up a little bit, but I don't think he would use that as an excuse.
Is that a matchup situation when you say off-kilter?
No, not at all. Just his overall play.
You guys have praised his ability to organize the defense and communicate before the snap. Have you seen the playmaking element out of him after the snap that you want to out of that particular position?
At times we have. I think he'll keep growing and growing and eventually be that player. It's a new position, and the Mike linebacker is a very hard position to come in and adapt to and learn, particularly being most of his career up on the ball. And I think he's done well overall.
Is he the type of guy you want to continue molding and evolving within your system? You feel like he's good for the long term? Obviously, he's a guy that...
Yes.
So emphatically saying that he wants Shea McClellan around for the future. I think that when... If you have a private conversation with Fangio, say Ryan Pace calls him up into the office with John Fox and they start talking about the defense, I don't believe they're going to circle Shea McClellan's position as the most dire need in regards to the things that they're trying to fix going forward. Obviously, you can do better at that position, but I think they have other positions that are more important to them.
Like what?
I think cornerback is a position that's important to them. I think that you can never have enough pass rushers, ever. And that's something that you need. I think they'd like to get better up front. And then you go to the inside. I don't believe they're going to spend big money at inside linebacker. And this is something that Fangio talked about before the season. All you need at that position, according to him, someone that has good instincts.
Well, that's not McClellan.
But you hear Fangio talk, and I don't disagree with you, but I think that maybe his biggest problem isn't necessarily the instincts, but once he gets to the point of attack, own it. That's been the issue with McClellan, I think, more so than the instincts on the field, in my opinion.
I think it's both, unfortunately.
Could be.
I think he doesn't really know when to be where and or what to do when he gets there.
Yeah, and you heard Fangio say that's natural for a guy who's learning how to play the position for the first time at this level.
Is there something wrong? I wanted to ask you, is there something going on with Kyle Fuller? That he's already been snappish. Is there something going on with him that we don't know? I'm not aware of this.
That he's been
stuff.
Snappish?
Yeah, snappish.
That's the way he's been since day one.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's not a verbose guy.
Is he not warm and fuzzy? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, do you remember when we interviewed him?
Yeah, I remember, but he wasn't confrontational about it. He was just
No, he's not confrontational. He just doesn't elaborate on anything. A lot of two-word answers. That's just who he is at this stage of his life. And I don't know if he got that from his brother, who was an NFL veteran prior to Kyle Fuller joining the National Football League, and maybe he told him to not say anything, but you're not going to get much okay. from in terms of answers from Kyle Fuller ever. And that you can go back to, you know, probably his best game as a professional, that San Francisco game last year on the road when he had those two big picks. Anyway.
All right, we got to quickly get, we're late for an update, so let's do nuggets and tidbits if we can.
Okay, Vic Fangio was asked about Willie Young, who's been coming on of late as an outside linebacker, but, you know, Young continues to say that he'll never be an outside linebacker. He will always think of himself as a defensive end.
Right. Well, whatever.
That doesn't surprise me one bit, coming from Vic. Not one bit. I think we all have a silent argument every day that I come into work about me being a defensive end or that other thing.
He's the end man on the line of scrimmage. And whether you're in a 3-4, 4-3, or nickel, there's a ton of carryover.
Do you like him still saying, though, that he
has
a hand in the dirt defensive end?
Oh, I don't care if he says that. I mean, he has fun. I'm sure he's just having fun with you guys. And, you know, he's doing what we ask him to do. It's no issue.
I think it's remarkable what both Willie Young and Lamar Houston have done when not just getting back on the field from the serious injuries that they suffered last year, but buying in and working their way from getting minimal reps on the practice field and having to play on the scout team to getting on the field in games that count and being playmakers in those games. Says a lot about the character of those two guys.
All right, Zach, thank you, my friend.
All right, see you guys.
See ya. And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:34 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. After watching the Cubs make some big deals at this year's winter meetings, White Sox fans finally get their moment. Frankie Montes, Micah Johnson, and Trace Thompson are headed to the Dodgers in exchange for the Reds' Todd Frazier. Frazier hit .225 with 35 home runs in 2015. The Reds get Jose Peraza, Scott Schebler, and Brandon Dixon in the deal. And Sox GM Rick Hahn says they may not be done yet.
It certainly feels better than we did at the end of the season, and at the same time, the way we approach things, we're not satisfied at this point. We're going to continue to look for other means of upgrading the club over the coming weeks and months.
Blackhawks get the day off today after last night's loss to Colorado. Patrick Kane's point streak came to an end at 26 games, but still the longest streak in the NHL since 1993. Hawks take on Edmonton tomorrow night. Bulls, meanwhile, play tonight. They'll try to make it four in a row when they host the Grizzlies at the UC. Both Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler are under the weather, but both will start, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Bears back to practice today, preparing for a divisional matchup with the Vikings on Sunday in Minnesota. Bryce Callahan, Sherrick McManus, and Zach Miller did not practice today. Alshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, Will Sutton, and Tracy Porter all limited. And on the eve of her farewell to U.S. soccer, women's national soccer team star Abby Wambach is raising some eyebrows. Wambach said on a Bill Simmons podcast today that she doesn't agree with men's national team coach Jurgen Klinsmann's strategy of developing the team by, quote, bringing in all these foreign guys. Wambach will play her final game today as the U.S. women play a friendly against China.
Abby Trump.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
That's
not a good way to go
thing.
Out. I know what she meant. I know what she meant.
I don't.
What she means is that they're bringing in all these kids that are military kids. So they grow up in Germany and they play there instead of developing the team here. And so,
but they're going to be better players if they're not here.
Well, they are. The problem is we don't have the infrastructure here to make a better, to develop players. I think that's what she was getting at.
Okay. So it's too bad that they have to do it, not that it's just these quote-unquote foreigners.
She's not a foreigner.
Okay. That's what I think she was saying.
All right. I think so, too. I don't think she's a Trump.
I hope not.
Oh, God.
Join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Draft Picks in Mount Prospect from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
The second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Been a busy show so far and will continue to be. In the first half of the show, we talked about the White Sox trade and tried to break it down and also looked at the larger picture, what the White Sox are trying to accomplish with this trade as part of the three-year plan or whatever number of year plan it is. Big Cat Williams joined us. Zach Zaidman joined us. Mark Schanowski joined us to talk Bulls.
It's fun, yeah. Here's something that's developing into something I'm not quite sure what the hell's wrong with people. This is Dan Patrick's question to Michael Irvin, okay? Are you going to see the movie Concussion? And this is Michael Irvin. I don't think I'm going to go. I don't have time right now. I may see it on an airplane. I want the knowledge. I hate that concussions damage our game, and we have all these people talking about them when we're doing all the things we're doing now to make the game safer. It's almost like people want to attack the game.
What? Don't be one of these war on football guys.
Well, then he sort of changed his tone. He's talking about his own concussions, and he said, yeah, he got dinged a few times, and all of a sudden there was just a ding then, you know, ding. Then I just, where is this coming from? Where is this, every time you say, you're attacking the game. You're not attacking the game. I don't, you know, it's the second time this week this has come up with somebody using this kind of verbiage.
Yeah, Danny Cannell said the same thing.
But he politicized it. Is that what they think?
That apparently it's now that people believe that liberals are trying to destroy the conservative game of football.
Which
is just unhinged. I don't know if you saw the attempt by a state rep in Missouri to pass a law to keep University of Missouri athletes from striking.
I did.
Like they threatened to simulate. This is in one of really the most misguided attempts to do this. And a great column by Shannon Ryan today in the Tribune just dismantled this ridiculous proposal. He's now withdrawn it. This guy's name is Rick Bratton, state rep Rick Bratton, just a complete ass pack. That he was finally, somebody told him, you know, kid, and he is a kid too. Somebody told him that this is unconstitutional, that you can't use a law to violate a student's First Amendment rights, and that it sends every wrong message to college students about what their education and what their position can be. And it also came off as brazenly racist. And, of course, he comes out and says, it has nothing to do with race or anything like that. And he has been attacked by activists for it, but it has been dumped. It has been withdrawn without comment. Mm-hmm. And that's probably best for Rick Bratton to avoid further comment.
Just quickly, because we're running out of time here, but I want people to check out, and I don't know if you get a chance to see the game. You might be able to see a game to go with it, but Monmouth basketball this year?
Their bench is the best.
Well, no, you know what? Their basketball team is pretty serious, too.
But I'm not watching for the basketball team. I'm watching for that bench.
I'm just telling you, they've beaten some pretty good teams, by the way. But no, their bench is hysterical. And I don't know if they're going to do it the entire season, but it makes a game. And they've beaten USC, they've beaten UCLA, they've beaten Georgetown. I mean, it's not like they're chumps, but their bench is unlike anything you have ever seen in your basketball life. So I would recommend find it and check it out.
A Tom Brady press conference was cut short when he was asked about the cover of the New York Daily News. Because, in case you missed it, Brady is friends with Donald Trump.
Yep.
So he mentioned that he said he would make a great president. I believe it was something to that effect. That he's called him a great friend and said that he said it would be great if Trump became president. Went on the radio again, called him a great friend. And then he was asked about the cover of the New York Daily News, had the picture where it says Tom Brady or Brady has no balls, which was a picture of Tom Brady standing with Donald Trump. And that was the big headline in the New York Daily News. So a news reporter asked back-to-back questions and then the PR flack shut it down. Now, Deadspin has an open offer. Deadspin.com has a $100 offer to any reporter that asks Brady the following specific question. Tom Brady, do you think it would be great if Trump became president despite the unvarnished bigotry of his plan to ban all Muslims from the country? And if not, why not? So that $100 offer stands for anyone to ask Tom Brady that question, which I imagine that was the PR person there thinking that that was what was coming, and yeah, that's why he hustled him out of the room.
That's it. We do it every day when it's not a Bears game the day before. We always ask what you think it is. So the other things we've discussed, including a lot of passion about White Sox baseball. We haven't heard in a long time on these airwaves. 312-644-6767. Got a lot to do yet. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
best second half of all time.
Your football weekend kicks off with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. This time, the Buccaneers take on the Rams. Who'll come out on top? Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Too good to pass up on, and this is one of those deals. And we did this last year, and every time we've done this, and when we sat down to talk about the stuff that we were going to do before Christmas, he said, do you want to do one of those special bottles and where we sell out the reserve supply? And I said, yes, 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 because what happened last year? He said, well, we sold out of it. And I said, well, it's your business. What do you want to do? And he said, okay, let's do it again. So we are. You know that you can get great wine from Cameron Hughes because of the business model where he only sources these wines from the best vineyards and then passes them along to you at deep discounts. And here's an example of it. And this is one you got to grab. This is the Lot 388. It's mostly Merlot, a little bit of blends. There's a little Bordeaux style to this thing. But it's 89% Merlot, 7% Cabernet. There's 2% Petit Verdot and some Petite Syrah in there as well. And this is just a beautifully built wine. The balance is pitch perfect, great structure, approachable right now. And this is a Rutherford Merlot, which is an amazing value at the regular price of $18. But it's less than that now. And this actual wine would retail from the original producer for a minimum of $50. And you don't have to take my word for it. It is a multiple gold medal winning wine at multiple events. It's a 2011 Rutherford Merlot. And you can get this in the reserve stock that's usually set aside for friends and family for the Lot 388 this week only, a 20% discount on this wine. I've had it, and it's spectacular. It's a great food wine, great for entertaining if you're going to have people over for Christmas parties or bringing to a Christmas party. It's less than $15. And if you get three or more bottles, it ships for free. You got to use my code, and you got to do this now because there's not much of this left. chwine.com, click the mic in the upper left corner and enter Dan, D-A-N. This is an incredible deal. This is 20% off an already discounted premium wine, and it ships for free. This is only available for another couple days, only available through Friday, and that's if we make it to Friday, because there aren't that many cases left. So don't wait on this. 20% off the premium 2011 Napa Valley Merlot, the Lot 388. Go to chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner and enter D-A-N. That's free shipping and 20% off this terrific wine. It's only available till Friday. It's fantastic. It's a great deal. chwine.com. Enter the code Dan.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turn to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like $1 million. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Sunday, everything we designed is 50% off. Yeah, half off starting Friday. And get free online shipping before Christmas. So run to Old Navy this weekend.
Val 12/18 to 12/20 in stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and consumables.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now, 855-780-6970. Planning a night out this holiday season? Check out CBS Local Offers to get the best deals on local events and restaurants in your neighborhood. CBS Local Offers provides the best deals, ensuring you have an enjoyable experience at a great price. Don't miss out. Go to offers.cbslocal.com.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
IT Staples can take care of all your personal and business holiday shipping in-store with UPS 7 days a week with extended...
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
And all the Mike linebackers are a very hard position to come in and adapt to and learn, particularly being, you know, most of his career up on the ball. And I think he's done well overall. He can learn that. You know, again, it's all keying, diagnose, and reaction and instincts and repetitions. The more he plays in there, the more I think he'll do better at that.
My guy on Shane McClellan, your puzzling linebacker. He will learn it because he is an apt student. A student of the game and but human nature.
Even all the keying and diagnosing and all that, it's the tackling. It's the physical stuff. Maybe you can get a little bit better with experience and understanding how to be in certain places, but it's when you get there and there's another man standing
there's
there.
A man, baby.
What are you doing to
it's
that?
It's a man.
Why is that man punching you? Why is that man walking all over you? That's the problem I have.
Yeah. I have no doubt that he's an apt student about this stuff. I have no doubt that's probably true.
It's just
the physical part that's a concern.
Right.
You have to be able to do both, dude.
This is Sam on the score. Hello, Sam.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you think the White Sox should be pursuing Alex Gordon by any chance? What back can come out of it?
Well, where do you put him?
Where he always plays, in the outfield.
Well,
I think he was a left fielder.
Well, I know. Then what do you do with Melky?
Put him in right field.
Ooh. You'd be better off playing Gordon in right, because Melky's an iron glove already in left.
Okay, so then put him in right.
Yeah, I think Gordon could play any of them, actually. I know he could play either corner for sure.
Yeah, he could probably play center in a
pinch.
He's
also a $100 million investment. Is that really what you want? I mean, he's a $100 million investment. You know that, right?
Oh, he's looking for like a 4-year deal, I guess? Well, I guess they all do.
Whatever it is, it's a lot of damn money for a team that isn't really a contender, isn't it? Or is it not? You don't think it is?
I guess when you look at it that way, yeah, I'm just thinking about how much he was asking per year. But if it's $100 million, I guess that is kind of pushing it.
Yeah, it's been pretty well set now. You saw what's happened. I mean, your outfield market has been set. And the same stuff about this talk about Cespedes. What do you think? He's just going to walk in here to $10 million a year or something? He's another $100 million guy. Plus, isn't he? I mean, you may not want him. You may not like him. You may not be one of those teams that cares a whit for him, but somebody's going to. And that's a $100 million deal.
Yeah, he's come up in discussions. You know, right now, Joe Sheehan is in the middle of his 30 Teams in 30 Hours series where he does a deep dive into every single major league team. And he keeps talking in a lot of these scenarios about Alex Gordon would be a fit here or Alex Gordon would be a fit here. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that he's still biding his time. And maybe it's just because he and Cespedes both. You'd think that Hayward would start the chain reaction.
You would think, yeah. Well, that's what it was supposed to do.
It's what I thought.
Yeah, set the market. Here it is. And now we move on from there. Look, I understand that bringing Cespedes to your team and your clubhouse is a burden. That's difficult to do. Not so for Alex Gordon. Terrific guy. That's not a problem.
There's an email here from Tony, who's talking about your Michael Irvin and the war on football stuff.
Mm-hmm, the war on football.
He said, my father-in-law is 70. He's a staunch Trump supporter and Limbaugh listener, and I had this argument with him. He played football in high school. He asked me if I wanted my now 2.5-year-old son to play when he's old enough. I'd said I'd rather he didn't because of the head trauma studies. And joked he's left-handed, so I'd rather he become a relief pitcher so he can supplement my 401k. His response was literally the following. All that concussion talk is just the liberals trying to pansy up this country. He's intelligent enough. He was a lifelong engineer at General Motors. He has a pilot's license. When I started giving him facts like former players committing suicide or talking about losing their short-term memory, how much faster and stronger players are today, even showing him scientific studies confirming CTE and football's effects, his response was, I don't believe any of that crap, and reiterating that Rush Limbaugh says it's part of a liberal agenda. So I guess people are coming by this.
Yeah, they're coming by it, I guess, and football guys who I don't know necessarily are on that side of the argument, really, necessarily, are just falling right into it. They're all, like, combative about it when you mention it to them. It's like you're insulting them.
Well, all I know is that they're watching last night. They're very frightened of everything. Very, very frightened. I mean, yeah. But just for the tough people, for all the people worried about.
Well, Irvin later on says he is frightened. He is worried about.
No, that's
things.
Not what I'm not talking about. I'm talking about specifically last night on CNN for 2 hours afraid of everything, afraid of absolutely everything. Yeah. And for people who complain all the time about lacking toughness or not being tough enough, I saw just an immense array of various fears of everything that was just unsettling. I mean, scared of brown people and scared of, I mean, selling just fear of the world. It's like, what are you so scared of? And how do you try to brand yourself as being tough on everything when you're living your life terrified of everything? It was bizarre and contradictory, the entire thing. Frank Thomas is going to talk White Sox with us next on The Score.
Can the Bears muster up a division win when they have a rematch with the Vikings? Could Robbie Gould get his mojo back? We've got all the storylines and breaking news leading up to game time, so you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hi there, TV friends. Hi, how are you, Dan? It's Matt Abaticola for Comcast and the Xfinity X1 Entertainment System. Now, which show or shows are you binge-watching right now? Recently, I watched A Band of Brothers, did that over a weekend. About 2 weeks ago, I started watching The Wire. Now, if you have a suggestion for me, let me know on Twitter at Matt Abaticola. Oh, yeah, I also need to binge-watch Deadwood. Rosner, he texts me at least once a week telling me I have to watch it. So I have to put that on the list as well. Now, I've had family and friends over the last several months step up their home entertainment game by signing up with Xfinity and the X1 system. Now, they've all told me they can't believe they waited so long to get X1. Now, what are you waiting for? With X1, you'll be able to turn any device into your own personal TV screen where you can watch live TV or download and watch your favorite shows and movies, and even take in live sports wherever you are, whenever you want. The X1 DVR will allow you to watch one show while recording up to 5 others. You'll never have any issues at home recording and watching shows. And Xfinity's On Demand is the absolute best and my favorite part of having the X1 system. Imagine having thousands of shows and movies at your fingertips. Now, I can always find something to watch with the On Demand system from X1. Like the other night, I wanted to watch Casino Royale, or Royal Lee, however you want to pronounce it, Dan, of which Dan has done once before on the air. So I grabbed my X1 voice remote and said, find Casino Royale And there it was on my screen. Don't know why I wanted to watch it. I just did. And there it was. Now stop waiting and stop denying your family the joys of having the X1 system from Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY right now and switch to an X1 double play for only $89.99 a month and lock in your rate for 2 years. Now keep in mind certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So call now for all the info you need. 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you. And everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine. And that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.